Now, this week, Margaret Mills is taking us off to a rather drafty place, Hadley Castle. And what are you going to tell us about Hadley Castle, Margaret?
Well, Hadley Castle looks a bit sad when you see it now, but in its heyday, it was quite an impressive building, and it's had a very impressive history over the years. Monarchs have visited Hadley. It's had a close association, particularly with Henry VIII, for reasons that I'll explain. It's been used as a smuggler's hideout for contraband, and also is rumoured very much to be haunted.
Be surprising if it wasn't.
Well, exactly. It's been a ruin since around about 1600. And during its long life, it certainly was, attempts were made at different points to demolish it for building materials. So I think we're very lucky that there is anything left today. I believe it's an English heritage site, so hopefully it shouldn't be allowed to deteriorate further. But over the years, it's changed from being a rather splendid castle and royal residence into something of a wreck, really. But the royal association with Henry VIII is connected to three of his wives. For some reason, Hadley Castle formed part of the dowry of each of those three wives. And depending on how he disposed of the wife, it came back to the crown on their death. But nobody seems to have wanted to do much with the building. So is it surprising that it had a reputation, certainly in the 18th century, as being a smuggler's hideout? Dick Turpin is also said to have stashed his contraband there. And don't go to the castle at night, because it's said the smugglers come back for their contraband. So it's rumoured to be haunted by figures that are believed to be smugglers, because the sound of horses and carts have been heard when the smugglers moved the contraband to wherever it was going, where there are no horses and carts to be seen, but the sound of bridles jangling and horses neighing and carts clanking has been heard, and the sound of, presumably, Black Bess with Turpin, Dick Turpin, very much in the saddle, galloping round and round the castle.
My word. Right, thank you very much indeed for that, Margaret. And are you staying with Spooky Things next week?
Well, I am. I'm going to Canewdon.
Oh, the king. Well, I suppose I don't know if we call it the king of spooks there, but it's certainly a very spooky centre.
Indeed it is. Thanks, Scott.